This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith and part four of a special series of excerpts by John Dixon from his new book, Humilitas, Lost Keys to Life, Love and Leadership. In this installment, you'll hear about Daniel and Janet Matthews, who lived and worked in southern Victoria on the Murray River between 1860 and 1900. Daniel Matthews was struck by the inhumanity in which the Aboriginal people were treated by the locals, and so dedicated his life to their service.
Only three generations ago, Aboriginal people in Australia were being shot for bounty, raped at leisure, and filled with alcohol for the fun of the spectacle. It was widely believed in Australian society that Aborigines were less than human. Based on quasi-evolutionary assumptions, many settlers considered the Indigenous people to be a throwback to our ape ancestry and therefore devoid of a soul. But there were some beautiful exceptions. Daniel Matthews lived with his wife Janet on the Murray River in Victoria from the 1860s through to the turn of the century. They ran the successful Matthews Brothers Central Merchants, providing food, clothing and other vital supplies to the settlers up and down the river. They also owned a large plot of land just out of town. By the standards of the time, the Matthews lived a reasonably comfortable, albeit hard-working life. Things soon changed, however. Matthews' journal records the moment he witnessed a large number of Aborigines in a desperate, poverty-stricken and drunken state. That night, he wrote words that would begin an amazing journey for him and his family. "My God, can this be right?" From that day, the Matthews committed themselves to the service of the Murray River Aboriginal people. Daniel would use his resources for the good of others before himself. Daniel Matthews had a way with words, and he used it powerfully as an advocate for the Aboriginal people. It is reported that he systematically wrote to every newspaper and government agency in the country, begging the Australian leaders and public to change their attitudes toward the Indigenous people. Mostly his words fell on deaf ears, but he has left us with some of the most lucid and moving pieces of writing about Aborigines in our nation's history. Early on, he discovered that his property had previously been regarded by the local Indigenous people as sacred land, known to them as Maloga. His response was to give a large portion of it back to them. From that day, Maloga Station, as it became known throughout Australia, was to be used for the Murray River people, not for the Matthews' commercial profit. Maloga became a safe haven for Aborigines all over New South Wales and Victoria. The locals could freely hunt and fish there. They received medical attention. Disease in the mid-1800s was rampant. And a European education for those who wanted it. Janet was a schoolteacher. And when the fish were low, they were assured of a meal. It was common in this period for lone settlers to chain a young Aboriginal girl to his bed to be used at leisure. When Daniel heard that this was happening in his area, he daringly marched into the settler's house, broke the chains or ropes, and rescued the girl. On more than one occasion, he was shot at and beaten up. Despite the pleading of his brother William to concentrate more on the shop and less on Maloga, Daniel could not pull himself away. Matthew's brothers, previously a thriving business, went broke. From what we can piece together of his life, Daniel Matthews worked an 18-hour day, 6 days a week, for almost four decades. And it took its toll on his business, his health, his family, and his friendships. Many of his contemporaries thought he was crazy, often saying he's got blackfellas on the brain. The friendship and affection the Aborigines felt toward Daniel Matthews is epitomised in the title they bestowed on him, Marinuka, a special word for friend. It captured so much of the relationship between Matthews and the Indigenous people of New South Wales and Victoria. In 1887, a journalist from the Footscray Advertiser was sent from Melbourne to write a story on Maloga Station. The article concludes with some insightful words about Matthews' extraordinary willingness to hold his power for the good of others above himself. "The superintendent, Matthews, I gather from outside sources, has impoverished himself and his family, being forced to neglect his own material interests through his extra care and affection for the blacks. I left the place feeling that a life had been given away in devotion to the natives' welfare." Daniel died in 1902, but Janet, whom he had long described as the reason he'd been able to fight so long and so hard, continued the work for another decade after her husband's death, even opening another two missions near Manham in South Australia. Daniel Matthews' grave has a modest tombstone with an inscription that reads, "Maranuka, friend, his works do follow him."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.